This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. I tell you guys every year that there are certain things that let you know that football season is back. Hard Knocks on HBO is one of those things. The release of Madden, and also when you have that 2025 Phil Steele College Football Preview magazine in your hands, is a sign to let you know that football is here. We're very happy right now to be joined by Phil Steele as we get you ready for the college football season. Phil, happy to talk to you.
Hey, always a real pleasure, Carrington. Thanks for having me on.
So, Phil, there's a lot of things to get into. Let's start with the Big 12. We got a couple of teams locally here in the Kansas City area in the Big 12. Let's start with K-State, one of the highest-ranked teams in the conference. I feel like you can make a case for about four teams to be able to win that league. Arizona State that won it last year. Utah's a very good team as well. K-State is also going to be in that mix. Let's start with your feelings about the Wildcats and their prospects of winning the conference.
And Carrington, I think you're selling the Big 12 a little short there. There's about seven teams that I think have a chance of winning it all this year. I'm going to go with Baylor, Utah, Iowa State, Arizona State, Kansas State, Texas Tech, and even TCU all have a shot. Now, when you look at Kansas State this year, I think what you're going to see is they're going to get great quarterback play out of Avery Johnson. Second full year as a starter. They got Dylan Edwards back at running back. Love Garrett Oakley at tight end. I think he's NFL caliber. Offensive line, they've got two starters back, and the defense is strong. And we know that Chris Klieman always has a top-notch unit. Now, the thing that concerns me a little about Kansas State, and the reason I didn't pick them to win the conference, is their schedule. They do have to play Iowa State, of course, in Ireland. And then generally that affects you the next couple weeks. They've got that big game against Army 2 weeks later. Wouldn't affect them in conference play, but they do play Baylor on the road. They play Utah on the road, and they even play Kansas on the road. And Kansas gave them a heck of a game last year. So a tougher road schedule for K-State, but they're a legitimate contender and one of the seven teams I think can win the Big 12.
What do you anticipate from Avery Johnson? I think he's had a good start to his career, but maybe hasn't been a DJ Lagway or Lenore Sellers, that guys who have kind of become household names and the country is kind of anticipating them taking that next jump. I think he's been in that tier below. But this is a guy who has been in the same system for 3 years. It now feels like if he's going to take that big step, it feels like it's going to happen this upcoming season.
Yeah, and I thought going into last year, expectations were pretty high for him. Remember, some guy, Will Howard, went on to win a national championship as the quarterback of Ohio State, got booted out of there because Avery Johnson was going to end up beating him out for the job. So I think expectations were super high. And the stats were good last year, but they weren't as great as you thought they might be. I mean, 600 yards rushing, 58% completions. I think he definitely tops those numbers this year, and he should be one of the best quarterbacks in the country.
Right now, we're talking to Phil Steele, taking a closer look at the Big 12. We'll get to the SEC coming up in just a bit. That first game of the season, we're all excited for it. We're less than 2 weeks away. K-State against Iowa State. You're right. Maybe I undersold the Big 12 a little bit, because Iowa State is certainly a team that could represent the Big 12 for the college football playoff. Whichever team wins that game, you give yourself a substantial leg up on things. Not only is it a conference win, but you kick off the season right, and that's going to be a long plane ride back from Ireland if you lose.
Yeah, you hit that right on the head, Carrington. When you look at Iowa State, I love the job that Matt Campbell's doing, and he's doing it the old-fashioned way. He's bringing in freshmen, bringing them up to seniors, using the portal a little bit, but not a lot. And I did a blog on philsteele.com about homegrown teams like this. And I think you're going to find that the majority of successful teams this season are of the homegrown variety. Even Ohio State last year, which won the national title, they had 7 or 8 transfers, but the majority of the team recruited as freshmen. They're not bringing in 30, 40 players. And when you look at Iowa State, I like Rocco Beck to QB. They do add a couple of transfers at wide receiver. They had to. They lost Nolan Higgins, but they bring in Chase Soule from East Carolina and Xavier Townsend from UCF. The offensive line looks like it's the best that Campbell's had there at Iowa State. And last year, midseason, they lost 2 games, but it was because their defense was all banged up. Numerous starters went down to injuries, and they lost to both Texas Tech and Kansas. I think the defense this year will be improved over last year, hopefully stay healthier, and I think they're a legitimate contender. When you look at their Big 12 schedule, you know, they're playing Oklahoma State on the road, Colorado, Cincinnati. Those are teams I picked towards the bottom. So it's a manageable road schedule for Iowa State. But you hit it right on the head, Carrington. This Iowa State-Kansas State game to open up the season is probably a Big 12 elimination game as far as who's going to contend and who's not.
Let's talk about the Kansas Jayhawks. I think a lot of people last year, they probably would have put them in that conversation of a team that could have won the league. They got off to an incredibly slow start. They then got right, and they were one of the more difficult teams. They were kind of dragon slayers there. They knocked off BYU. They knocked off Colorado. And then they had a chance to make a bowl game. They lose on the road to Baylor. Are you expecting Kansas to bounce back this season?
You know, originally, Carrington, when I looked at Kansas, I remember talking to Coach Leipold last year and going over the squad with him. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of seniors. They better do something this year because they're going to lose all these guys next year. And they did have gone this year from number 16 in my experience chart all the way down to number 77. So they're a lot less experienced. But the one guy they do return is Jalen Daniels at QB. And, you know, you look at last year's losses early on. There were a lot of games where they were leading in the fourth quarter and ended up losing. And they were all close losses. And as you mentioned, knocked off 3 ranked teams in back-to-back-to-back weeks. Would have made it 4 that they came up 2 points short against Kansas State. And after going over the team with Coach Leipold, they're in better shape than I thought they would be this year. With Daniels back at QB, the offensive line looks solid with Bryce Foster and Kobe Baines, both all-conference caliber guys. I like the running backs with Daniel Hyshaw and LaShawn Williams. Defensively, they brought in a good amount of transfers that should take hold. And I think the key games on their schedule this year are at Missouri on September 6th, at Texas Tech October the 11th, and then a big game against Kansas State. So there's some toss-up games on the schedule this year. If things break their way, as opposed to all those close losses of last year, they could find themselves in the mix.
Kansas feels like they're in the same conversation as so many teams when it comes to their quarterback and sort of an uncertainty of what he's going to be. We mentioned it with Kansas as a team. It also kind of coincides with Jalen Daniels was not great the first 6 weeks of the season, but played much better in the final 6 weeks of it. I feel like if Jalen Daniels is the player that we kind of projected him to be early last year, then KU's got a chance to win 7-8 games and be dangerous. But so much of it comes down to his health and his production this season.
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head. You know, you look at 22 and 23, and those 2 years combined, he had 23 touchdown passes, just 5 interceptions. Now, Coach Leipold told me he felt that Daniels was pressing a little bit too early last year, and that's part of the reason he had 14 touchdowns, but 12 interceptions. He thought he got better as the season went on. We saw them knocking off all those ranked teams towards the end of the year. I do expect we're going to see the 2022 version of Jalen Daniels rather than the one that had an up and down year last year.
Right now, we're talking to Phil Steele. We're talking and getting his thoughts on college football. If you could see a sleeper team potentially winning the Big 12, the same way that Arizona State, I guess, was a sleeper team last year. They were projected to finish at the bottom half of the Big 12. Next thing you know, they have one of the best and most exciting players in college football, and they gave Texas a run in the college football playoff. If you could project that sleeper team from the conference, from the league, who do you think it could possibly be?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the team that is off a pair of losing seasons, and that's Cincinnati. And you go back to year one for Scott Satterfield. Generally, when a first-year head coach takes over, a lot of players transfer out. You have very few players left. And that was the case with Cincinnati. They had 2 starters back on offense, 6 on defense his first year, and they were much better than their final record would indicate. Now, last year, they opened up the year 5-2, but then lost their final 5 games. This year, they go from number 112 on my experience chart all the way up to number 26. Brendan Sorsby is back at QB. They add in Tyree Walker from Wisconsin, along with Evan Pryor, who's an Ohio State transfer that got his feet wet last year here. The receiving core looks dynamic. And watch Jeff Caldwell. He's an NFL-caliber receiver coming in from Lindenwood. And while that's an FCS school, the thing I found going through all these rosters with all the coaches, you actually have a better percentage of hits with these FCS kids stepping up than you do with the P4 kids that haven't played stepping down. He's a 1,000-yard receiver that's 6'5", 212, should have a big year. Offensive line, veteran group. Defense, improved. And remember, Dante Corleone, their outstanding nose tackle, was not 100% going into last year. He was banged up a good portion of the year. He opted to return this year because of that to make himself a better NFL draft pick. That's going to help out the defense. And when you look at the schedule, I think they might lose to Nebraska in the opener. That's a tough one. It's right there in Kansas City, though. You probably get to go to that one. And then they at Kansas, at Utah, at TCU are the tough games. Pull an upset or two, this team could contend for the Big 12 title.
Let's move on to the SEC. We'll talk more national here coming up in a bit, but let's focus in on Missouri. Missouri, I feel like, has been at the top of that tier two in the SEC. I don't want to put them in the same conversations with the Alabamas or the Georgias or those teams, but right there in that next tier, I would say maybe 5 through 8, they've been very, very consistent. Do you think that they could break through this year and make the college football playoff?
Well, you know, I like the schedule. They draw one of the more favorable schedules in the SEC again this year, avoiding plenty of the big boys. And I think they're going to get off to a great start. You look at them defensively. I think that, Corey Batoon has done a great job with that defense. They've got a lot of players there. They added in a ton of transfers. They're going to have one of the better defenses in the SEC. The question mark is the question marks on offense. So they have a new quarterback coming in, and I thought that Brady Cook did a great job last year, especially that game he went to the hospital, came off the bench, and then led the team to the win late. At running back, they bring in Ahmed Hardy, but last year they had two running backs in, and Nolan Carroll. So I think they're a little bit weaker at running back. You look at a receiving core. They lose three of their top four receivers from last year, including Luther Burden. And then the offensive line, they've got two starters back. They lose three starters up front. So the question marks are on the offensive side of the ball. They should get off to a great start, though. Probably 5-0 their first five games. Then the schedule gets tougher. They host Alabama, host Texas A&M, and they have to play Auburn on the road, Oklahoma on the road, and Arkansas on the road. But, win the games like A&M at home, Arkansas on the road, and they could very well flirt with yet another 10-win season. Eli Drinkwitz doing a heck of a job there.
I also think it's really important this year for Missouri. A lot of the swing games that they could potentially have, they're all at home this year. They play the home game against Kansas. We're having a different conversation if that's on the road in Kansas's new stadium. They play South Carolina at home. Those two programs always play close games. South Carolina's a team a lot of people think could make the college football playoff. They have them at home. Alabama at home this year. Texas A&M at home. I always believe that making the playoffs is usually an intersection of schedule and talent. Do you have the talent to do it? Does your schedule break in a way? The schedule breaks for Missouri to have another double-digit win season. You just got to win the right 10 games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of times, you know, when I'm forecasting conferences like the Big 12 this year, or even the SEC, home away really does matter. Let's look at Georgia last year. Georgia was number one in the country in the AP poll heading into the season, but their three toughest opponents were Alabama, Mississippi, and Texas, and they had to play all three of them on the road. And guess what? They lost two of those games. Now, this year they're flying way under the radar, but their toughest three opponents, Alabama, Mississippi, and Texas, all have to play them at home between the hedges. And Georgia hasn't lost a home game this decade. Their last loss at home was 2019, and that's one of the reasons I picked Georgia atop the SEC this year. So I agree with you 100% there, Carrington.
Right now, we're talking to Phil Steele, going through some of the top storylines. Let's shift from local and we'll shift to national. What I'm most excited about this college football season is a lot of the big, important teams, they play really big games in the first 2-3 weeks of the season. Look at the first week of the year. You got Texas against Ohio State. You got Notre Dame against Miami. You have so many of those really, really big games. Clemson against LSU. I feel like there's a group of teams that we have a lot of questions about, whether it's a change of coach or a change of quarterback. A lot of those teams play each other in the first couple of weeks of the season.
Yeah, and you know, especially the Ohio State-Texas game. Both teams lost a ton to the NFL. Now, I think Texas might return a little more. They've got the number one defense in the country. But they're both extremely talented teams, and you just wonder, what are they going to look like this year? And I think that that's a great game right out of the box. The Clemson-LSU game is vital for LSU. They've been dropping all their openers. Brian Kelly has circled it, says it's a must-win for them. But I think Clemson might be one of the best teams in the country. That's going to be a great game to watch. I think you hit it right on the head.
What I'm excited about this college football season is if you look at the AP poll or the coaches poll, 7 of the top 10 teams all have new quarterbacks this season. I feel like usually when there's turnover at quarterback in college football, it usually means chaos. Everybody's quarterback is not going to hit expectations. Somebody's quarterback is going to be much better than we think. Somebody's quarterback is going to be far worse than we think. And that's why, to go back to what we were just talking about, that first couple of weeks of the season, we're not talking about a traditional college football schedule where you play 3 or 4 patsies to begin the season and then you get things going. A lot of these teams with new quarterbacks, they all play each other very, very early on in the season.
Yeah, you know, look at Notre Dame, the test they have. They've got a new quarterback, and they're going to Miami of Florida. And Miami, of course, one of the top teams in the country, and they're going to have a couple of really good defensive ends in Bain and Messidor to put some pressure on C.J. Carr. The good thing for Notre Dame, they have a ton of talent, a really good supporting cast, one of the top offensive lines in the country. I believe I have my number 3 offensive line. They've got Love and Price in the backfield and an upgraded receiving core to help out him in this tough situation. But the thing I found, Carrington, is first road starts for young quarterbacks and young offensive lines. They generally struggle on the road in that first game, so a lot of these games are going to be fun to watch.
I'll get you out of here with these last couple of questions. Who do you think Indiana can be this year? Who's going to be the team that probably should college football playoff, but you know what? It was just their year. Everything kind of came together, and they end up surprising some people and being an at-large team for the college football playoff. Who do you think that team could possibly be?
First of all, I'm going to toss Illinois out of the equation for this fact. They were 10-3 last year. They returned the entire squad. I don't think it'd be an Indiana type of thing if they made the play. If they have a legitimate chance, and they're just outside the top 10. I believe they're number 11 coming into the year. Two teams I'm going to throw at you, Carrington. I do like Nebraska with Matt Rule. I think when you look at them, Dylan Rayola is going to be one of the most improved quarterbacks in the country this year. They have a veteran offensive line. I like the defense. Year 3 for Matt Rule, he generally gets to 10 wins at both his other schools. And then you look at the schedule. They get Michigan at home. They do have to play Minnesota on the road, but they get USC at home. I only have an underdog in one game this year at Penn State. I got a couple toss-up games there. But much like you said with Missouri, if they can win those home games, I think Nebraska has a shot of making the playoff. And the other one is one of your Indiana type of things, is the fact that they were 6-7 last year, and that's Oklahoma. When I look at Oklahoma, they have one of the best defenses in the country last year, held opponents to 87 yards per game below their average, number six in the country. You look at their problem last year was offense. They had zero returning starters on the offensive line. They lost their top five receivers due to injury during the course of the year. Well, this year they get those injured players back at receiver and get some additions. They actually go from a weakness to a strength there. Offensive line's now a veteran unit, weakness to a strength. Jay Knott comes in at running back and goes with last year's leading rusher, Javonte Barnes, so I think that's a strength. And then how about bringing in John Mateer from Washington State and Washington State's offensive coordinator and Ben Arbuckle? Then you look at the schedule. Last year they only had three SEC home games. This year they only have three true SEC road games. They get that big game against Michigan at home. It wouldn't surprise me if Oklahoma goes from 6-7 to making the playoff this year.
That is Phil Steele joining us on the show today. There's no better person in the sport to talk college football with. We are less than a weekend away from getting ready for the college football season. Phil, I have the ultimate respect for you, what you've built, what you've accomplished in your magazine. It's something I look forward to every year. I look forward to talking to you every year, man. Catch you in 2026 with probably a 24-team playoff.
Probably, Carrington. And, you know, one quick note for your listeners out there. The magazine is only available at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. So don't waste your gas driving around looking for it. Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, or you can go to philsteele.com and get the magazine. We also have an FCS magazine with two full pages on the FCS teams and an NFL digital magazine with four full pages on the NFL teams. That's philsteele.com. But always enjoy talking football with you, Carrington.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.